Dictation for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R, T like Tom, E-R. Date of service is 5/31/2023. Date of birth 9/22/58. Date of accident 5/13/2022. The patient presents for a follow-up visit today. She was last seen on 5/4/2023. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident where she was a restrained driver and T-boned on the driver's side. And it caused her headaches, but no TBI symptoms. However, there was a pain in the neck and the lower back, as well as both shoulders. The patient has had these symptoms ongoing despite the physical therapy. The patient has come for an injection 6 months ago when her blood pressure was extremely high. It was rescheduled, but patient never could make it. For one reason or the other, it is being done at this time. The patient has had a physical therapy more than a year, and it is or almost 9 months of it, and with no major relief in the pain. Hence, the patient has agreed for injections, which were discussed to her as alternative options. The MRI for the right shoulder and MRI for the lumbar and cervical spine were discussed at length. All the options from injection to the surgical options were discussed. Currently, the pain continues to be involving right shoulder more than the left, and lower back and the neck to the tune of 5 to 8. ADLs are reported affected at 8, while 60% relief has been obtained so far with all the treatments, which includes chiropractic, physical therapy, medication. ADLs that are reported affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and relationship with other people at 7. The sleep is affected 8. Enjoyment of life is affected 9. Rest of the system review is from the chart, including additional history, compliance history, and abuse history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 154/93, pulse 72, pulse oxygen. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 5/4/2023, dictation number 0504-109. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue medications. Xanax was provided 0.5 milligram along with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet daily for pain. Aleve 50 milligram at night for sleep. Lyrica was provided pregabalin 50 milligram twice a day for further pain relief. Lidocaine ointment was provided for topical pain relief. Maps were reviewed, the labs were reviewed, patient was found to be in compliance. Once again, in the plan of care, all the MRIs was discussed. The patient agreed to have a injection to begin with at the lumbar region, which has been going to be provided. Patient is scheduled, and physical therapy continues for her at 2 times per week with traction massage and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture also are ordered. She remains disabled for the work, household replacement, and transportation. Other than that, the patient is stable. Thank you.